This is where country music lives.
Thanks for listening to New Country 93.5.
Come on.
My pulse and my heart still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby. And my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. 'Cause guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good.
Jordan Davis and Turn It Up. You're listening to the best in country on New Country.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell, no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. Hell ain't, he's sure as hell ain't.
telling you nothing you don't already know. He lets you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere and go. I ain't trying to change that miss to misses, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell. Tell no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Shut down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
The Casey Clark Show. New Country 93.5.
Right around here is where I get to say that I come from. Learned how to fish, hold down a dip, and sing a country song. It's the kind of town where your roots touch down 1,000 feet below. Passed down from generations. Yeah, I'm proud to say that we were raised right around here on bonfires. CDs on the back of my dad's John Deere and my hand-me-down Levi jeans. We fell in love, we rode in trucks, but when we drank too much. Looking back on what we have, man, it's so clear we were raised right around here. Right around here is where I thought the love couldn't be found, but it'd be some other place so far away. She was two doors down. We were family friends who just fit in, and Mama really liked her. Maybe if we're lucky one day, we'll make some that look just like her. Raise them right around here on bonfires and burn CDs on the back of my dad's John Deere and my hand-me-down Levi jeans. We fell in love, we rode in trucks, but when we drank too much. Looking back on what we have, man, it's so clear. We were raised right around here. We were raised right around here. We were raised right around here. Yeah, we were raised right around here. On bonfires and burnt CDs on the back of my dad's John Deere. We fell in love, we rode in trucks, but when we drank too much. Looking back on what we have, man, it's so clear. We were raised right around here. Yeah, we were raised right around here. We were raised right.
New Country 93.5.
Got a girl from the south side, got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac 6. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast. so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like her in them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my head. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass, with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven, at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my head. Doing 15 and 30.
Toronto's New Country 93.5. New survey out there indicates, and I don't know if I believe this 100%, but there's only like around 30% of us that really enjoy the tech in our vehicles.
Oh, and I feel like some people just wouldn't even know what to do with all that technology anyway.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about technology, and specifically, what technology would you like to get rid of and why in minutes?
City lights living like uptown, downtown, not a star in the sky. Backyards like I'm big, make you want to buy a ring. Not much in the sticks, but we got everything. Corn fed, corn bread, it's the high life. I said what I said, you know I like stuff.
Country 93.5. My gosh, hope you are having just the day. like just an awesome day. And if you're not, don't worry. Lots of time to turn this little baby around.
No kidding.
Oh, lots of time. If you missed any of the show, don't blame you. Just head over to wherever you do your podcasty things. We have a podcast form of the show. You can just download it, stream it, whatever you do.
Yeah, it's company on demand. So it's whenever is more convenient for you to listen. That's where that podcast is.
If you have had the opportunity and the luxury to get into a newer car, so let's say in the last 3 years, 4 years, perhaps, you'll notice that the tech on cars these days are unbelievably up. Like, it's crazy.
You look like you're in the cockpit of a plane, basically.
Like, my truck has like a 12-inch screen on it.
Wow.
It's stupid, right? And it, you know, operates everything. A recent survey indicated that there's only like, I'm going to say 30% of us that really want the tech. The rest of us are kind of afraid of it.
Oh, I totally believe that.
You've seen what's happening with Tesla. Like, their Tesla sales have dropped almost 50%. Now, that has to do with other things other than the tech, but it could be part of it is the tech. I'm not sure, but and then other questions about technology. And listen, it's a part of our lives. It's not going away. But what tech would you like to get rid of if you could?
Ooh, I'm going to go right into more of an app, but Facebook. Like,
Facebook's gone?
I just need that to completely go away. I'm saying that as I'm trying to message someone on
Facebook. Yeah.
So I use it, but rarely. And I just, I don't like it. And I wish it would just go away. And I think it is. Like, I do think Facebook is going the wayside. And I cannot wait till it's just a thing.
It's going to take a minute, though, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like, I'm sure there's still some people on MySpace, for instance.
You think, really?
I think so. I'm sure someone still has an old profile. They're not super active on it, but. Yeah, Facebook, get out of here.
Okay, so that's, and I'm going to guess that that's probably a tech that also bothers you. I like this question. If your gadgets could talk, what would they say about you?
Ooh, anything tech would say about me, Sasha, you can try doing some of this yourself. You don't have to get your IT partner to help you do everything. I definitely use to my advantage that my partner works in IT.
Yeah.
There's things that I could 100% figure out on my own. But because Tyler works in IT, if he's around, I'm just going to ask him to do it.
Oh, sure, for sure.
Yeah. So I bet my tech would just be like, Sasha, you can figure this out.
We can do this together. We don't have to get a third-party bug in here, right?
Yeah, you don't need him. Leave him alone for a second. Let him do his job. Don't bother him because you don't know how to turn on the remote.
Right.
That sort of thing.
I think my phone would say, man, you can't spell worth a whip.
Oh, yeah. You rely way too much on autocorrect.
Oh, my gosh. It is awful.
Yeah.
It is absolutely awful.
But it's one of those things where it's there, so why not just spell horribly because your phone will fix it?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think my computer would say, man, you're looking really good. My gadget would say, yes, you're looking good, sharp, tight.
Nicely done, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe you got to do something about your hair. But other than that.
But the rest of it? Perfect.
I think I'm on point. What tech would I get rid of? I don't know. That's a great question because I'm a techie kind of guy.
Yeah, you like your technology.
I do. I like all of it. I mean, more the merrier for me. I'm in AI. Like, get out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, love the AI.
That's the thing is, like, technology is there to help make our lives easier. It's just frustrating for some.
So if you could get rid of anything, tech-wise, stop looking at your partner. If you could get rid of anything tech-wise, what would that be?
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing.
So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that again. So this is where it ends. Yeah, this is where it ends. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. You showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends.
Yeah. The new country 93.5 interrupting cash cow is on the loose with instant winners every day. Our bovine bank machine is making friends all over the GTA. Who will be next? Could it be Moo? Oh, I see what you did there. Clever cow. Every time the interrupting cash cow rudely butts into the music, call 416-872-2935 for your chance to win $500 in cold, hard, dairy-free cash. Want the tip on where she's stampeding next? Mosey on over to newcountry935.com before she chews up the Wi-Fi. The New Country 93.5 interrupting. Oh, man. Cash cow. New Country 93.5.
Luxury meets opportunity at Oakville Infinity. Lease the 2025 Infiniti QX80 from 2.74% for 60 months or finance from 3.99% plus $4,000 bonus cash. Or drive the 2025 Infiniti QX60 with 0% lease rates for 36 months on all trims plus $1,500 bonus cash. Indulge in luxury. Drive with confidence. Shop Oakville Infiniti, 2316 South Service Road West, or visit oakvilleinfinity.com.
Okay, flights on Air Canada. How about Prague?
Ooh, Paris. Those gardens.
Gardens. Amsterdam. Tulip Festival.
I see your festival and race you a carnival in Venice.
Or Bermuda has Carnival.
Ooh, colorful.
You want colorful? Thailand. Lantern Festival? Boom.
Book it. How did we get to Thailand from Prague?
Oh, right. Prague.
Oh, boy. Choose from a world of destinations, if you can. Air Canada. Nice travels.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Smooth, cool, refreshing, and new. It's the brand new Booster Juice at 460 Renforth Drive in Etobicoke. Come celebrate their grand opening event this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. For one day only, buy one absolutely awesome smoothie and get one free all day long. Plus, amazing raffle prizes up for grabs, including an Apple Watch, AirPods, and a $100 gift card. And a free gift for the first 50 customers. Booster Juice, Canadian born, blending since 1999.
The GTA needs more homes. Amid economic and tariff uncertainty, building homes builds our economy and industries while protecting jobs. But building homes takes too long and costs too much. Governments must take action now to eliminate the HST on new homes and reduce development charges. This will make homes more affordable and provide much-needed housing in the GTA. Building homes builds Canada's economy and protects Canadian jobs. Learn more at buildgta.ca/homesforcanada.
Welcome to the rack if you come from away.
Come From Away is the global sensation the Toronto Star calls joyous, uplifting, and life-affirming. And now it's been extended one final time and must leave Toronto on May 4th. Experience the homegrown hit that will restore your faith in humanity and make you proud to be a Canadian. See Come From Away one last time. Final performance May 4th. Book at Mervish.com.
Red and white, it runs through the veins of everyone who calls our country home. It brings us closer together, no matter where we are. This spring, patients across Canada need you to give a little red and white. Canadian Blood Services needs 450 new blood and plasma donors every day to fuel Canada's lifeline. Let's get Canada's blood pumping. Book an appointment today at blood.ca/450.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Toronto's new country, 93.5.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine, when a prince pulled up, a wife picked up truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door, sorry but I got to go. And that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke, and that was all she wrote. So the story. A grounded girl, but just up and run. Of course you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. Now all the fitties in the beauty shop got them going nonstop, sipping on pink lemonade. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman. Now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the studs in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. She was in the backyard saying it was a little when her prince pulled up. Oh, I pick up truck. I'm plenty old enough. And you can't stop love. I know you can't fence time. And you can't stop love.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. Technology, man, it's all over us. And I love gadgets. I'm a gadget guy.
Well, I mean, at the core of gadgets and technology, it is supposed to make our lives easier, yeah. Right?
There's another survey out there asking people if your gadget could say anything about you, what would it say? I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's some giggles right there. If you could get rid of any technology, what would that be coming up?
Listening to the Casey Clark Show, New Country 93.5.
These wheels can't spin fast enough, and I can't wait to see you light up. We've got on that girl, the ain't no rush. My heart's racing, just thinking about the way you look, the way I feel, the way you move me, standing still, say the word, you know I will, cause I get chills when I see you on a Friday night, stepping out on the porch in the moonlight, so fine, I got time, girl, cause I get chills, downtown and we skip the line, and I want you dancing the party line.
get chills when I see you on a Friday night, stepping out on the porch in the moonlight so fine. I got time, girl, cause I get chills downtown and skip the line. And I want you dancing the party line so fine, cause you're mine, all mine, girl. Yeah, I get chills, oh, oh. Yeah, I get chills, oh, oh. Yeah, I get chills, oh, oh. I get chills. Cause I get chills.
New Country, 93.5. Well, gosh golly, let's talk about the technology that just drives you nuts. A survey out there indicates that in new vehicles, there's like only like 60% of us, or rather that's the reverse, like 30, 35, 40% of us that are looking forward to the tech. The rest of us are like, absolutely not.
Yeah, and I think there's a pretty good percentage of people that are probably indifferent too. Like, could take or leave it. I don't need all the bells and whistles in my vehicle. Thank you very much.
But I love that they have the cameras in the vehicles now.
Oh,
I love that. It's made everybody just an expert parker.
Oh, for sure. Right? But if you were ever in a position where you all of a sudden didn't have your cameras, like, what would you do?
I know, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be. I can't park anyway. But
no, you can't.
No, I can't. But luckily, I have a backup cam. If I all of a sudden didn't for some reason, I'd probably just drive around the neighborhood.
You just leave
hours.
It in the middle of everything.
Probably. Throw my hazards on. I'm good.
I'm just leave it right here. Yeah. It's a service vehicle. Yeah. No, I get that. Other things that people are triggered by their technology, things that bother them with tech is that never works and they don't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you have an IT person or personnel that that's your partner like you do.
Yes, I'm very lucky for that. And it's made me not learn technology as well as I probably should because I rely on him way too much
to
fix everything.
I'm the tech. I'm IT in my house.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. and I kind of like I like gadgets. Like, I'm a gadget dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's weird. Usually the youngest person in a group is the tech person, just by nature.
Right.
So it's interesting that your daughters aren't more
I know, and I'm the oldest
savvy.
in the group, right?
Yeah.
But I think when it comes down to, Dad, the Wi-Fi's down.
Right.
You know, the computer's not working, right? Why is my phone glitching? It's because you have 9 billion videos. That's why. So we're asking you about also, what tech would you get rid of? Sasha said Facebook was right out.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
It's
get
gone.
It out of here, please.
Holy.
Now.
Brenda, what would that be for you?
Oh, Google.
Yeah.
She never understands what I'm saying.
Oh, like your Google Home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, here's the theory, and I don't want to, at the risk of sounding sexist on this, because my wife has the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Sasha has the same issue with my Google at my house.
That's true, yeah.
And it doesn't, I don't understand.
Google just hates women.
I don't know. I don't know if it understands women. I don't know.
Or as Brenda says, Google hates women.
Well, and I think Google takes after me because it doesn't understand women at all.
It makes sense. It checks out.
Yeah.
As a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe I could put down these wings. Maybe that plane. Would-
Song to another. This is New Country 93.5.
I was way out in a motel town, gassing up, not slowing down. No service and no club off Rand McNally. She flashed a sweet tea coffee smile at me, an angel trapped in apron strings. So I stayed until that open sign stopped blinking. I said I wanna stay right here, right here, right here. She said if you're leaving, why don't you take me? And I got lost. Seasons change, we're just front porch kissing like it's going out of style. Let's stay right here, right here, right here. All the crazy places she takes me. And I got lost in her eyes, I was losing my mind. Like the sun runs into summer. You don't be the kind of feeling. You don't be the kind of feeling that I found. You don't be the kind of feeling. You don't be the kind of feeling. You don't be the kind of feeling that I found. And I got lost in her eyes. I was losing my mind. Like the sun runs into summer.
Country.
On a radio now. 93.5.
Hickman is just a short drive away. So bring the pack together and learn more at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Meet the 2025 RAV4 Hybrid LE. It's ready for any adventure you've got in mind. From cross-country trips to daily commutes. So don't wait. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park. And right now, we want to buy your current vehicle. Any make, any model. Receive a no-obligation appraisal even if you don't purchase from us. Details at toyotaonthepark.ca or 1077 Leslie Street, north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
Hey there. They say time flies when you're having fun. Hi, I'm Todd C. Slater, the Simple Investor. Investment real estate should not be stressful. It should be fun. And for the last 15 years, that's exactly what we've done. Our investors have never missed a month's rent, never had to pay for a repair, and most importantly, never had to deal with a tenant. To find out more about our incredible program, go to thesimpleinvestor.com. The Simple Investor. We make the world a real estate investment. Simple.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornblum Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornblum Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornblum Law. Online at lostjob.ca.
I'm struggling with my mental health. These negative feelings just won't go away.
My child seems more anxious than usual.
My relationship is in a downward spiral.
With over 70 clinicians, the Center for Interpersonal Relationships helps you, your child, couples, and family improve your well-being, offering 26 psychological treatment and 17 assessment services. To learn more about our services or to book an initial session in person or online or through our new virtual walk-in clinic, visit cfir.ca today.
Where you learn matters. At Blythe Academy, the average class size of 12 means every student has a seat at the front of the class. From grades 4 to 12, the small class sizes allow dedicated teachers to nurture each student's talents and goals. Join an upcoming campus event where you and your child can meet the principal, interact with students, and experience what it means to be a Blythe Academy student. 6 convenient campuses in the GTA. RSVP now at blytheacademy.ca.
Get spring ready with CarQuest Auto Parts. Save now on premium brand name products. Castrol Magnatec Synthetic Oil 5-liter jugs, $31.97. DieHard Lawn and Garden Battery Gold, $59.97. Rain-X Summer Breeze Washer Fluid 3.78-liter jug, only $3.97. And Trico Flex Wiper Blades, all sizes, $9.97. Hit the road with CarQuest for your auto parts needs. Visit a CarQuest Auto Parts store or carquest.ca for more information and full flyer details. At participating locations.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa, inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
This is New Country 93.5, CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
Working with your hands is demanding. You demand gear that works as hard as you do. Now get it, only at Work and Wear. Offering the best in workwear since 1975. From Cool Works ventilated work pants to keep you cool, to mesh and survey vests to keep you safe, including harnesses from $49.95, and top name safety footwear by Timberland, Keen, Kodiak, Terra, and Blundstone, just to name a few. Only at Work and Wear in Markham, Scarborough, and Whitby, or workandwear.ca.
Make time to dream. Make time for thrills. And make time for amazing at Lexus on the Park. With a luxurious selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And with special rates and great offers to make your dream ride come true. We'll even buy your trade. Any make, any model. It may be worth more than you think. Details at lexusonthepark.ca. Or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
Like I'm the only one.
It's New Country 93.5. Well, if you just stumbled in, appreciate that. Listen, we're talking about tech and how tech has basically ruled our lives so much that a lot of us are really getting angry over tech. In fact, the majority of people who are buying new cars do not want their tech in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just too much.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's so much technology in your vehicle nowadays that you probably only use like half of is even offered to you, right? Some of us just need to get from point A to point B.
I love the tech in my truck. I mean, I can press a button, which, by the way, I've never done it. I should try it. I can press a button that my truck will self-park itself.
That freaks me out so much. And I think a lot of people are in that boat, too. Like, yes, they have that technology available to them, but they don't totally trust it.
And then there's those cars. I don't know who has them. I don't know what it is. But you can get out of your car. Let's say you're trying to park in a really tight space. Mm-hmm. But no, if you park in there, you can't get out of your car. You can get out of your car, close the door, and then press a button and your car will park itself.
Yikes.
That's so cool.
That's freaky.
That is so cool. And we're asking you about technology and the ones that you would want to get rid of. Sasha said Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Why Facebook? Not like Instagram.
Oh my gosh, I love Instagram.
Or the other one, X, formerly known as.
Oh, I also don't like X, actually.
You don't like X? Okay.
So but I just feel like, I don't know. Instagram, keep. X and Facebook, gross. Get up.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Wow. And is it because they're mean people there?
There's mean people there. I also think that it's not being used as it was originally intended. Mm-hmm. So it's just become this cesspool of annoyance.
Do you think Instagram then has been true to itself?
I think so. I think Instagram, you know, it's a picture. And yeah, of course, there's some mean comments that you're never going to fully get rid of the negativity. I understand that. But I think Instagram has kept, very true to what it is. It's just a picture. You put a quick filter on it and you go about your day. Facebook has just become yucky.
Wow.
And I don't even know what's going on with X.
You don't.
That's how much I just don't engage with it.
You don't even have an account. You just like whatever.
I don't.
Yeah. Yep. No, good for you.
Thank you.
No, I like that. I like that a lot. Okay, Sean, we're talking about technology that you would like to see go away for you. What would that be?
Oh, that would be smartphones. Without a doubt. They are making our society dumber.
That's a good one, hey?
Well, like Casey was saying, you rely way too much on autocorrect.
I do.
Because of your smartphone.
Oh, me too.
And now you can't spell. Nobody can spell.
I can't remember anybody's phone number.
Yeah, that too, for sure.
No, I can't either. Yeah. I don't even know. I've got two daughters, and I don't even know either one of them.
I don't know their numbers either.
No,
not your daughters. My daughters.
Well, I should hope you don't know my daughter's
numbers. No, let me clarify that. It sounded super weird when it came out.
I don't know their numbers. Can I have them?
I was super offended that I didn't know them. Like, how come I don't know their numbers?
And why aren't they texting me back?
Talking to their dad. This is not good.
In two words, stranger danger, dude.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
That didn't go the way you thought it was going to go, did it?
Sean, you're the best. You are the best.
You guys are the best.
Have a great day, my friend.
All right, you too.
All right, see you. Bye.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on. Earth's
gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
This is Dasha. New Country is your home for country, and I love it.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar, and Jane for smoking. First thing it's on, we cue the songs, and we get going. Brought you on home. Waited on the porch for you. Sat there alone. All throughout the morning. And snuck around the back. Empty cans, and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what caused it. Was the where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in
Toronto's New Country 93.5. Great to have you along. Okay, so we got through another year of the Junos in Vancouver, and something, Sasha, you noticed is that the winners this year really kept it tight.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe they just didn't have as much to say this year or something, but especially in when you compare it to the Academy Awards
and other
award shows like that, I feel like everyone kept their speeches real nice and quick.
Okay, so we'll put you to the practice, and we'll see how well you will do inside 30 seconds on accepting an award coming up.
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look.
No, I never seen nothing like her, playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. No, it wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes. They run us off, but we come running back. And we pick up where we left off the night before. Said how pissed off would your mama be if we walked in there and you married me, even if we never made it through them open doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview mirror. The eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes. Nothing about those nights felt like sinning. Jesus forgives, but I can't forget when. Spot in that first church parking lot, or hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview mirror. The eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes.
Jess Moskalu, proud to be Canadian and proud to play country music for you.
New Country 93.5.
I realize